Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday. It is 76 degrees outside, and we have a special guest on the phone from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We have Brad on the phone. Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I am fantastic. How are you?
I am doing really good, and it's a great day out there. A little humid, but otherwise not too bad out there today. And, Brad, before we get to talking about all the great animals out there, how's it been looking out there so far? And can you kind of give us an update on when maybe people will be able to come out, you know, without an appointment to see the animals out there?
Sure thing. We started our public hours on Monday, and we've been open every afternoon this week so far. Anytime between 2 and 4 this week in the afternoon, and then starting next week, we'll be closed on Monday and Sunday. So it'll be Tuesday through Saturday, 2 to 4, any afternoon, Tuesday through Saturday. Happy to see people. It's been an awesome last 3 days. We've had 5 kitten adoptions and a couple dog adoptions. The cute little gray kitten that was on Facebook, she got adopted, Sydney.
That's good.
Yep, absolutely. And our girl, Angel, that had the broken leg, an awesome couple stepped up that have a great track record with us. They decided to adopt her yesterday, and she'll be in their home by Friday.
All right. That's so good to hear. I love to hear that.
Absolutely.
Always the good stories. So.
I have lots of animals still available for adoption.
All right. Well, let's start hearing about these great critters out there.
Sure thing. We have Turtle, of course. Turtle's my favorite boy. He's our big, loving, affectionate cat. He almost fell out of his kennel yesterday.
Oh, no.
It's not funny, but it is funny. Trying to push his head against my hand, he almost fell out.
Oh, that is lovable. He's headbutting you, basically.
He's willing to take risks for that attention. He's a gray tiger stripe tabby, male, around 3 years old, sweet, sweet cat. And then Sox is his brother, we believe. He's kind of like Turtle, you know, a little more reluctant to be petted, but not bad.
Right. Just a little more shy.
Yeah. Yep. He's more of a social distancer.
he works on that.
So he's got more white on his belly than Turtle. He's got, I had a vet look at him the other day because he was walking kind of funny, and she said, "Boy, this cat looks dwarfy." Dwarfy was the word she uses just because of his face. Cool cat. We have Angus. Angus is a very large, light gray male cat. He's probably about 4 years old. He's not going to be a big cat on being picked up. He doesn't care for that much. So he may do good as an outside cat. But he loves to be petted just as much as any other cat, just not picked up. We have Jackie. Jackie is a 2-year-old, longer-haired female. She's a tiger stripe. Very sweet. And then we have Midnight. Midnight, of course, is our black tripod cat. He got his leg broken, and a guy stepped up, paid the bill to get it fixed and amputated, and got him neutered. Now he's here at the shelter, and we need to find him a home because he's getting kind of chubby on us. He's sitting around a lot, so we need to get him out and get him playing with somebody.
Exactly.
Sweet, sweet cat. Then we have a couple kittens that are available. Like I said, we had 5 kitten adoptions, so we only have a couple that are available right now. We have a little black guy, cute little kitten, little blue eyes. He's available for adoption. He'll be wormed, and he'll have his first vaccination in his system. And that's the cat group right now. Of course, I've got lots and lots of dogs. We've still got Curly. He's about 8 months now. He was about 4 months old when he was brought in, so he's been here a while. Brindle and Color, gorgeous, gorgeous coat. sweet guy. He needs a little bit of work with other dogs, but when you go to pet him, he just stops and sits and lets you do whatever you want. Draco is our black German Shepherd mix. He came in with a lot of hair loss, and he was very skinny. He's gained weight now, and he's got a lot of hair. He's around a year old, and he needs someone patient, but he's going to make someone a great family addition. Cleo has also been here for a long time. She's about a year old, really pretty markings, and she's a butt scooter is what I call them. When they run, she keeps her butt as close to the ground as she can. Just fun to watch. She's got speckles. She's white, mostly white with some brown and speckles on her face. We have Paco. Paco doesn't like being at the shelter, so I need someone to step up for him pretty soon.
He's not wild about it.
He's not. He doesn't enjoy the pressure washer when it's on. It doesn't matter where he's at. You know, it's loud. It's scary. He likes to lay in the bottom of his kennel, but as soon as you get him outside, he walks great on a leash. He's playful. He's happy. And he knows sit. He is already neutered, so he's a $30 adoption. And he is brindle in color, and I believe he's a Belgian Malinois mix, some kind of shepherd mix. Very, very pretty dog, young dog, and I'm pretty sure he could learn whatever somebody wanted to teach him. So we also have Cassina. Cassina's my baby right now. We had some awesome people step up on Facebook a couple months ago and donated funds for heartworm treatment for Cassina. She got her first injection not long ago, and she's doing good. She's about 4 years old. She is spayed. She's a smaller pit bull. Some might call her a pocket bully. She's a darker tan color with white on her chest and on her feet and on her face. Super sweet. She loves to talk to you. She loves to eat. We relate on that.
Get along doing that.
Absolutely.
That's me too.
Yep. Good dog. We have Glenn. Glenn is a 4-year-old black lab and hound mix. He is a male, and of course he's black in color. He's got a little white spot on his chest. We have Clark. Clark is about 3 years old. He has been here since November. He's one of those dogs that he's been stuck in the shelter, so some habits of barking at dogs through the fence he's developed since he's been with us. Someone would need to work with him on that, but he's a sweet guy. He loves to play chase or, you know, keep away or tag, whatever you want to call it. Anytime you want to try to take him inside, he dodges you and then goes back and forth.
He's like, no, I want to stay outside.
You know, I don't blame him. And then we have Peanut. Peanut was surrendered to us. He needs to stay away from a home with chickens. That's why he was surrendered to us. He is a super sweet dog. He's a golden tan color. He's about 2 years old and some kind of lab mix. And he is neutered as well, so his adoption fee is only $30. We have Rosie. Rosie is she's a large terrier mix. She's white with brindle markings. 1-year-old female. We have Ollie and Polly. To me, they kind of look like otters when they run. They've got these long bodies, and they're brown and short legs. So that kind of reminds you of if you ever watched The Animal Planet, an otter running around. Super sweet boys. We have Ruby. Ruby is a brindle terrier mix. She's about 40 pounds female. She's super sweet. Sweet girl. We have Diablo, and most of these guys, they're all on Facebook. I know I got a lot of them. I'll wrap it up pretty quick, but they are on Facebook. So check out their pictures if you get a chance. But Diablo is, I call him Bat Dog. If you've ever seen a bat, they've kind of got some brown and black fur. He's just like that, and he's got one eye that is blind. I think it looks pretty cool. This dog with a wide eye looking at you. He's very sweet, very playful. He's about 2 years old, and, of course, a male. We have Sasha. She's a Labrador and Border Collie mix. Sweet girl, about 8 months old. We have Mango. Mango's been here a while. He's our biggest dog right now, and he is a lab mix, black lab mix. And I'm guessing he's probably about 3 years old. We also have Leroy. Leroy is a pretty sweet guy. At first, he didn't want to have much to do with us, but he warmed up, and now he won't leave us alone in the best of ways. He's probably a healer mix, and he's mostly black with a little bit of white on his chest and on his feet. We still have Solo, who is a brindle and white pit bull mix. He's about 5 years old. And we have Toby. Toby is a large, probably a Great Pyrenees mix, maybe some lab, maybe some Dane. He's white. He's got some faint brown markings. Very playful, big guy. Loves to play. He knows sit, and he likes to bounce on other dogs. not in a mean way, but when he's playing, he's up and down, up and down.
So. It's a bouncy dog.
Yep, absolutely. Springs are in his legs. So that's my crew.
All right, lots of great dogs and cats out there. And, Brad, if anybody has any questions, how can they contact you, and where are you guys located at?
We are located at 4955 County Road 1400 in Coffeyville, Kansas. It's on the south end of Coffeyville. Our shelter number is 620-252-6060, or you can text me on my cell phone number. It's 620-252-9046, or you can message us on Facebook or come see us in person.
All right. Well, Brad, thank you so much for coming on today, talking about all the great animals out there. And it sounds like the you guys opening back up has been super successful already, that people have been coming out looking at the animals, and it's good to kind of get back to a little bit of normal.
Absolutely. Excited about it.
Exactly. So, and you guys are open, you said, 2 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, be sure to get out there, everybody, and check out a dog or cat that is out there looking for a forever home. Again, Brad, thank you so much for coming on today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, that is Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Lots of great animals there for you to look at and adopt. Looking for that forever home.